Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today is Friday of the fifth week in ordinary time, and from the United States we hear from Father Don Gergen. Father Don is a lecturer and author from the Chicago province. His preaching today is entitled, Thank You, Lord.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus left the district of Tyre and went by the way of Sidon to the Sea of Galilee, into the district of the Decapolis. And people brought to him a deaf man who had a speech impediment and begged him to lay his hand on him. He took him off by himself away from the crowd. He put his finger into the man's ears and spitting touched his tongue. Then he looked up to heaven and groaned and said, Ephatha, that is, be opened. And immediately the man's ears were opened. His speech impediment was removed and he spoke plainly. He ordered them not to tell anyone. But the more he ordered them not to, the more they proclaimed it. They were exceedingly astonished, and they said, He has done all things well. He makes the deaf hear and the mute speak. The Gospel of the Lord. There are many intriguing little details in this Gospel text. I'd like to highlight the fact that Jesus intended to cure him, but took him off by himself away from the crowd. Jesus didn't want everyone to see what he was about to do. Of course, Jesus' reputation by now in the Gospel of Mark is well known for his healings and exorcisms. And as in other situations, here he also orders them, anyone who may have observed this, but certainly the man himself, not to tell anyone. Perhaps Jesus was worried about the kind of notoriety he was receiving. Why is it that he would have taken the man off by himself? Actually, it reminds me in some ways of what we often speak out in our own Dominican circles when we might wish to share a secret. We might say to someone, don't tell anyone, but, which indicates in one way that I'm a privileged person because I know, but it also indicates in some way that this is really something significant and I'm the one who knows. Sometimes among us, at least as Dominican friars, we think of it as a kind of Dominican secret, something to be made public, but person by person. That could be something here that Jesus knows it's going to get out, but he doesn't want to be inundated with everybody in the crowd who might have a complaint. But I also think there could be some other reason why the man or others who witnessed this actually did go about and tell everybody else about it. The more he ordered them not to, the more they proclaimed it. And I'm kind of glad they did. We wouldn't know about it. And it leads me to think, perhaps read into the text, their gratitude for Jesus. They were so grateful, the man would have certainly been so grateful, that he couldn't help but tell other people. And they certainly would have recognized that he was no longer deaf or mute, and he'd have to explain it in some way, and he would want to give credit to Jesus. Gratitude is on my mind because in late January, a very good friend of mine, a Dominican sister, some of you may know, Ann Willits, died, and her funeral was early this week. And although such events bring deep grief, it also brought for me deep gratitude for having known her, for having been a part of her life, and for her having been brought into my life. And so the grief was in many ways moderated while there, moderated by the gratitude I felt for having been a part of her life. There is a certain way in which gratitude overtakes us. Hopefully that it might do so frequently, for gratitude is at the heart of Christian life. There are other texts, of course, stories and miracles in the Gospels, where gratitude is much more clearly the theme. It doesn't seem to be evident in this particular healing. Nevertheless, wherever there is healing, wherever there is an awareness of Christ's presence, and as I was aware of Christ's profound presence in this Dominican woman, whom so many loved, whom she loved, so aware that gratitude is that Christian virtue within which we ought always live. Be able to say, thank you, Lord, for even another day of life, for the ordinary things in life. Be able to say, thank you, Lord. And sometimes even, perhaps it might seem oddly, listen and hear Christ say to us, thank you. Thank you, Don, for what you do. Thank you, Anne, for who you were. Thank you, my friend, for coming to be with me at the Eucharist. Because I come to be there under the appearance of bread and wine. I come to be there for you. And I am grateful to you for coming then to be there. So we say thank you to the Lord. But from time to time, we should also hear him say thank you to us. Because gratitude is such a life-giving virtue. Here we have the story of a man who was healed, undoubtedly grateful, as well as were the people who brought him to Jesus. He could not say something about it. He could not avoid proclaiming what Jesus had done. And likewise, we too ought not avoid proclaiming what Jesus has done in our lives or in the lives of others. And then the man, so grateful, probably in some inner recess of his heart, knew that Jesus was grateful that he told everyone, because it showed how blessed the man was. So let us, this day, every day, and as we prepare for the Lenten season, be thankful, express gratitude to someone, but especially to say, thank you, Lord.